Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven, where thieves don't break in and steal, where moth and rust don't destroy. And then we could paraphrase and we could expand that and say, he's saying, store up treasures in heaven where they last forever. That's the smart thing to do, right? That's the wise thing to do. Jesus, Holy Spirit, reveal this to us. Change our hearts. Show us this supernaturally so that we can actually apply it to our life and we can store up our treasures in heaven, at least try to, and not seek things on the earth that are going to be temporary, that won't last. Reveal this to us. Amen. And by the power of your Holy Spirit. Welcome to Wonder and Reality, back to the series about simplicity. And so, to keep it simple, we all are spending a lot of time seeking things in this world, whether it's money, material things, nice things. Maybe it's people that are in business and they want to make money or whatever it is. We spend a lot of our time and energy on that. All of us do that. Some of it is by necessity. We have to have money to survive, but some of it is because we, our old nature, our fallen nature. Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven. That's where they will last forever. This is God talking to us. It's a famous saying. Anyone who's a follower of Jesus has heard this many times. But it's so true. It would be better to have one little treasure in heaven that lasts forever rather than have a world full of, you know, millions of dollars and all the material things and all big mansions, 10 mansions all over the world. Those things are going to pass away. They may stroke someone's ego. They may make someone feel good about themselves. But that's just temporary. Even for 100 years, it's just temporary. So let's get back to seeking Jesus Christ. Seeking Him and seeking those things that remain. You remember He said, do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to everlasting life. Strengthen the things that remain. He said, by this you'll bear fruit. Jesus talked about the fruit that will remain, that will last forever. John 15:16, He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that remains, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. So He talks about it there as well. He talked about heaven a lot. Store up your treasures in heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Fruit that remains. Amen.